put the mud in an hour, and when we have arrived at this very polling station, we found that people have just started. So there has been, and I want to believe it's because of logistics, some delays people have been in the queue, and some of them started complaining already. So, but what I see is a peaceful process of elections at the stations where I have been, apart from the delaying, but people are very peaceful, and it makes one to feel that all stations in Accra and indeed in the country are being peaceful as the one we have seen.
How many observers did you come along with, and how many have you deployed so far? Because I know there will be the initial before you would also come, you also came in later with another observer group.
Yes, we have a big number of the people that we have sent to come and observe the elections in the Republic of Ghana. We have what we call the long-term observers that have been in the country since from October, and we have short-term observers who have just come more or less at the same time I came.
Would you say that the long-term observer group that came in October, their initial report on the ground before you came in, what would be your assessment of their initial report? What were you getting from the ground generally?
No, I am impressed by their report. They have been sending out reports on a weekly basis, but in any area where elections are taking place, you have some minor incidents, but in general the reports have been positive.
My last question will be that since you've been moving around other places, have you picked any general concern from any of your observers from any other region aside the Greater Accra region, the capital? We are in the capital now, but across, have you picked anything so far?
No, no, I haven't.
Okay.
I am yet perhaps to pick up as the time goes on during the morning.
What will be your appeals to people who are watching us live from their homes? What will be your appeal generally to the other political actors as they go about the process before evening?
My appeal is that elections should be peaceful. Elections should be transparent, and already the stations that I have observed, I see transparency and I see people are peaceful, and this is what we from the AU would like to see, and we hope, as I have said earlier, that we will continue to see this calm, peaceful process of elections in the Republic of Ghana, not only in Accra, but also in other parts of the country.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
I am very privileged to have spoken to the former Namibian president. And by the way, my dad was...